You're listening to All Things Golden Radio Show with your big sis, Classy Lady L. Practical Christian living for today.
Hey everybody, it's your girl, Classy Lady L, and I want to thank you for tuning in again to the All Things Golden Podcast Radio Show. It is episode 3, where we will be discussing sweet, true beauty on today. I want to first, let's visit our small business of the day. It is Tory Jean Photography, not to be confused with the Tory Jean Photography that is down in Texas, but it is Tory Jean Photography up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The owner is Victoria Johnson. She is originally from the St. Louis metro area, but now she resides up in the Milwaukee area. And she is an amazing young upcoming photographer. She just brings life into moments that are captured still in time, and she has high ratings. If you want to look her up on Facebook, follow her at Tory Jean Photo. That's TORIJEANPHOTO. Again, that's TORIJEANPHOTO on Facebook, and she has high ratings, all 5 stars, 5+ stars, and she, you know, she photographs children. I must be tired. I am so tongue-tied today. She photographs children, families, and she does sports photos and things like that, and events. So if I were you, I would check her out. She has great prices. She has a great personality, and she is totally lovable. So let's support our small businesses and show her some love and tell her Classy Lady L sent you. So with that, we're going to roll into our subject for today, sweet true beauty. What is beauty? What is truth? What is sweet truth? We're going to dissect that and, you know, take a little bit of what society thinks. And we're going to mix it with the word of God, because I do believe that we're in the world. So we have to face these things and deal with some of these things in life. I mean, it's just a part of life. We like how we look, all this kind of stuff, but we need to have a biblical foundation and use the Bible as our guide as to what we are desiring and what we're doing, because I believe at the end of the day, God wants us to acknowledge Him and all of our ways. So if that's in our appearance, what we're doing, everything, then so be it. Okay, so what is beauty? There are some synonyms. See, I told you I'm tongue-tied today. Synonyms that go with beauty: attractiveness, allure, loveliness, charm, comeliness. And the only reason why I'm talking about this, because it seems like today everybody is so just consumed with me and my appearance, and ooh, let me take a selfie, you know, look at me, how many likes I got, do people like me, all that kind of stuff. And it's almost like we're looking for a popularity contest and stuff, and we're trying to put on makeup, we're trying to stay looking young forever, and trying to find the best outfits. Oh man, I look cold. Ooh, that's fire right there. All that kind of stuff. You know, today's lingo. And as Christians, we need to be careful that we do not fall into that trap where we are focusing so much on ourselves that we are forgetting that we are supposed to be in the image of God, that we're supposed to look like Him. So, and I did discuss in our, the previous season about identity, and I also have a blog on it. So go to All Things Golden Co. and check out the blog on identity and Christianity. But, you know, we as Christians need to look like God, but that does not throw our identity and individuality out of the whole equation. So we're going to, you know, just dissect these things. Okay. So someone can be aesthetically pleasing. So they look good to the eye, everything that, you know, their skin, their, you know, makeup, it all, you know, sometimes there are people that are just so downright beautiful. People compare them to angels, or it's almost like God has, used his best on, that individual. So, you know, there are just beautiful people out there, and, I want to, you know, give my opinion, you know, on what makes people beautiful. And I know that beautiful, there are a million different, perspectives on beauty, because beauty is in the eye of the beholder. That means, you know, it comes from anybody. Like, anybody can be beautiful. Anybody can think that somebody's beautiful. It's up to the person that is actually looking at whatever object or person or whatever. In this case, we're talking about people. So, in my opinion, I believe that personality, attitude, your demeanor, the way that you treat others, kindness, confidence, and your spiritual life above all else makes you a beautiful person, or it can make you an ugly person. So, you know, it really depends on things. Like, I listened to this popular dating expert, Matthew Hussey, and he was saying that, you know, you could see somebody's picture and be like, oh, they're okay. But then when you meet that person and interact, you come into contact with their personality, you know, how they move, how they carry themselves, their level of confidence, everything. And they are just like, whew, breathtaking. So it really, your whole just being actually goes into how you perceive someone as beautiful. And we can also even take it as how we view ourselves as well. Okay. So we want to take a short look at the word of God. Proverbs 31:30 tells us to remember. And I'm not trying to contradict or anything, but charm is deceitful and beauty is vain. But a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Okay. So have you ever just looked at a woman in church? And I am talking about Christian people, because that's our audience, a majority of our audience. So we will be referring to Christian women. You just saw a beautiful person, and it just like, and they weren't like, they weren't completely made up. They just had something about them. Their energy, their spirit was just beautiful. And, you know, when I see people like that, I always wonder, like, man, what did they have to do to get that way? Because anytime when you, it seems like you have the glory of the Lord on you, you begin to look like just beautiful. You have this glow. But also when the glory of the Lord is upon you, that means you have went through something, and the anointing of the Lord is just all over you. You really had to go through something to get that, because the glory just doesn't rest upon people for no reason. You know, they've been on their face before the Lord seeking him. You know, they've gone through trials and tribulations, suffering with the Lord, but they're communing with him. They have, you know, had sweet fellowship with him. It's almost like, it actually is like when Moses went on the mountain, he's gone for 40 days and, he comes back down, and his people couldn't even look upon him because he had the glory of the Lord upon him. And I know that they, you know, they were fearful or whatever, but you know, the glory of the Lord is beautiful when it's on somebody. Like, it's just like, I can't even accurately explain it, but you just have to see it or experience it for yourself. But anyway, you know, Isaiah 52:7 proclaims, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of them who brings good news. So these scriptures are pointing us towards, it's trying to get us to look at what characteristics actually make us beautiful. Okay. I think I'm going to have to do a part two on this show because I am definitely going to go over 15 minutes. So I'll just say this is part one. And just the glory of the Lord. Oh my gosh. I just don't, you know, when we speak God's word and we carry the gospel of Jesus Christ to other people, it's just like, I don't know if it's just the Lord shining, just giving his approval or what, but it is definitely something that the Bible points out as being beautiful. Like, I mean, yeah, it's your feet or whatever, but it's still beauty. 1 Chronicles 16:29, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring on an offering, or bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Okay. So, I was reading, this website, just Googling things and whatever. And I came across, this article, in the Baker's Evangelical Dictionary of Biblical Theology. Okay. So, you know, it was, I Googled the beauty or beauty. And, so it pulled up more, results. And it says the concept of beauty thus is more significant than simple attractiveness. Yes. We already discovered that it goes past aesthetics. Beauty is similar, if not synonymous, with God's glory. Okay, so here I am talking about the glow, just God all over a person. Okay, so, you know, when we are looking at someone, and I'm trying to like hurry and squash this down because you can talk about this forever. When we're looking at someone who may not have everything there aesthetically, when they have spent time with the Lord, they have fashioned themselves after the image of God, like just more than, okay, we know that we're made in his image, but what about the time I need to spend studying his word, praying so that I can take upon his characteristics of being loving, of being patient, of being sweet, of being righteous, right standing or living right, being just. What about all those things that will bring me to look more and more like Christ, you know, and then, you know, if we want to go naturally or by society, you know, there's nothing wrong with us wanting to be beautiful. There is nothing wrong with it. Please don't mistake me. But, you know, our beauty needs to come from deeper than just surface things. The Temptations had song, Beauty's Only Skin Deep. Yeah. And it really is, because after you may be the person that gets old and gets gray and your skin droops and all that kind of stuff, everything goes south, but your spirit, man, will still be there. Your brain will still be there. Wisdom. I found that while trying to read upon things that make you beautiful, they refer to wisdom as being something that is very beautiful. We always say that intelligence is sexy. Intelligence is, you know, all this kind of stuff. So, you know, and intelligence sometimes can be, I guess, interchangeable with wisdom sometimes. I guess wisdom is knowledge that is appropriately applied in life situations and stuff. But, you know, when you are wise, that also tells you that you've been through something too, that you have learned how to use that knowledge. And, you know, that goes into your beauty. Like, I see an intelligent person that really knows how to maneuver their way through life. And I'm like, wow, that's very attractive. And in Ezekiel, that's what I was saying, I was reading, and it's a common theme that wisdom is kind of like a prerequisite or of beauty. So I think that's one thing that we should, as Christians, like when we want to be beautiful, before we go out and try to find the latest fashion trends, before we go out and try to get the latest makeup and learn all these different beauty hacks and hairstyles and all of that, we should be seeking after the Lord, the fruit of the Spirit, seeking after more of Christ's characteristics to be exemplified through us. We should be seeking more of his glory to be upon us. So when you're seeking after beauty, make sure you start with the Word of God first. And then once you are becoming this beautiful creature in God, it really will meld on the outside. It's going to permeate your body, and whatever is going on the inside is going to produce on the outside. Someone, and I'm not like trying to toot my own horn or anything, but I've had a lot of time lately to de-stress, detox, spend more time praying and stuff. And someone seen me a few weeks ago, and you know, I'd if you ever watched any of my videos or you just heard me talk, you know that I do wear makeup, and so I recently just colored my hair in the front part of it. So I'm like, oh, okay, you know, changing my appearance a little bit. But and people have been commenting on it, but the best comment or compliment that I received was because they saw a glow on me. They saw just my behavior change, and he was just like, whatever you're doing, you need to keep doing it. And I wasn't wearing any particular makeup at that time or anything, you know, very light. I did not change my appearance or anything like that, except for the hair. And he was just like, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. It's showing. I looked upon your face during the event, and it was you just something about you, whatever it is, keep doing it. And I like to credit that to me not being stressed anymore, me being able to spend more time with the Lord and to get my priorities in check. So, you know, not all the time is it really about what you're doing to the outside, but what you're doing on the inside. So that's why a lot of churches, I believe, they focus so much on being plain or whatever. And then the Bible does tell us that we should be trying to allow the glory of God to be that's what should be shown upon us. We need to adorn ourselves with the things of God, the characteristics of God. So, and I'm not going to get into this whole standards battle or whatnot. You do whatever is right for you, whatever your convictions are. You need to heed by those. So just be wise. There it is again. Be wise about what you're doing and seek the things of God first. And I promise that you will be beautified with that. And then the rest is history. So, and I am a living witness to that. So sweet, true beauty is when you seek the things of the Lord, fruits of the Spirit, wisdom, holiness, and holiness is correct. It's right. Whatever you want to say, it's right. But, you know, put upon those things, and then shoot, you might not even need makeup anymore after that. I've seen some people now. Okay, I know I'm going over, but me and my sisters have this joke. We're like, wow, man, the Holy Ghost really makes people look good. Like, it gives them several steps up, and it's the glory of the Lord just being in that person's life, you know, being all on them. But I knew like, if they weren't in church, if they weren't living for the Lord, they would be so just we'd have to pray for that individual. But I don't know. I just seen it to like, and because I've seen a person before they were saved and then after they were saved. And it was like the Lord really just clean them up. So there is something to being biblically beautiful. And I believe that once we do that, we will begin to gain sweet, true beauty. And I want to finally end part one with this quote. And I don't know, it's just something that I wanted to do, because beauty not only rests in how you look, but how you talk, how you treat people, how you carry yourself and all of that. So I've always been this writer. Whenever the mood would strike, I would always write something. So lately, it's been my prayer to let my words drip with honeyed wisdom that draws favor with men and women, as does nectar draws bees. I'm gonna say it again. Let my words drip with honeyed wisdom that draws favor with men and women, as does nectar draws bees. Okay, so I will dissect that saying on part two of Sweet True Beauty. And the song of the day is Sweeter As the Day Goes by Hezekiah Walker. It is an old cut. Yes, I am old-fashioned, an old head, old soul, whatever you want to say. But and that song, wow, it really, Sweeter As the Days Go By. In this journey, Christian life, God, he just gets better and better. And David said it, sweeter than honey on a honeycomb. So go and check that out. It is probably, I believe it came out in the 90s or maybe the early 2000s. I want to say the late 90s, like 97, when that song came out. So go ahead and download it on iTunes and Spotify or whatever. You can't tell Hezekiah Walker that I sent you, but if you did, okay, thank you for that. But yeah, check that song out. And and Sister LaWanda, that was the name of the lady that sang it. Her voice is just beautiful, magical. You will love it. So check that out. And I also want to remind you all to please go to allthingsgolden.co. allthingsgolden.co and check out Theomar Grace apparel. Click the shop link and you will see dresses, jackets, clothing for women, and a few items for men, t-shirts and cufflinks. We're going to expand later, but we have something for everyone on the website. And then check out our events page, July 27th and 28th, to sign up for Pamper and Purpose 2. We have guests like Evangelist Virginia Bowie, Evangelist Elise George, Sister Janelle Romine, Evangelist Rosemary Hall, and we're going to be doing facials. We have vendor spaces available as well. Go in there and get all the information so you can please be a part. You do not want to miss. Last year was such a blast. So secure your spot today. All right, ladies and gents, y'all take it easy and have a wonderful day and week. And until next time, stay golden.
You're listening to All Things Golden Radio Show with your big sis, Classy Lady L. Practical Christian living for today.